If it feels like tribes are ahead of the curve when it comes to COVID-19 vaccination efforts, that's because they are.
I do want to remark that IHS is vaccinating at a rate that's much higher than states.
Indian Health Service Chief Medical Officer Rear Admiral Michael Tote.
It is not an accident that that's happening. It's through that proactive effort of IHS working with HHS on public relation campaigns, of tribes doing their own process of increasing vaccine acceptance, and a partnership between IHS and the tribes to do that.
Many tribal and IHS facilities in Oklahoma have moved well past the state's eligibility criteria and are now vaccinating all American Indian and Native Alaskans 16 or 18 and up, and in some cases even their non-Native household members and caregivers. Tote says there's no centralized listing and people are encouraged to contact tribal facilities directly. He says it's up to the discretion of those local facilities on whether they offer doses to non-Native community members.
Locally, in terms of any of those individuals who interact with and or are a part of the community, that's a local decision based on the needs of the community, balanced with the supply of vaccine and the logistics for administering the vaccine at the time.
We do have a link to more information on some sites in our area at publicradiotulsa.org. Chris Polanski, KWGS News.